This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu
and Audrey Raj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch, very quickly, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. On Twitter or on Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Audrey, what have you got?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of messages on Twitter, but to I think sum all these messages up, there's one by Satya Nara. Interesting, and why not rent clothes at a rented workspace, provided it is washed before the next use? Many of our listeners are very concerned about hygiene here.
Yeah, understandably. But yes, they are washed. They are dry cleaned. They're insured. They're then ironed and everything. And then they're returned before they're being sent out again.
You know, I know someone who recently went shopping with and bought the item off the rack and then wore it the next day without even, you know, doing like the washing. Yeah, I know. So I was like shocked. And I was like, what? Did you not like send this for wash and stuff?
No.
And,
hey,
and she was like,
can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently, according to her, she can't wait to wear it. And she is just that type of an individual. And I go like, I am not.
No, I'm not. Because I'm thinking to myself, that thing's been stored at a warehouse. It's been through about 50 people's hands. And then other people have seen it on the shelves and they've touched it and they've played with it. And yeah, I'm
and
like
also
that.
After you spend 30 minutes in front of the wardrobe saying, I have nothing to wear, you're going to use it anyway. You're going to wear it anyway.
That's true. Right, let's move on to story number three. So it's about people who have had issues with bankruptcy or may have had issues with the cost of declaring themselves bankrupt, right?
I've always found it ironic that if you're filing for bankruptcy, it costs a bomb,
right?
It is prohibitively expensive. I think that's the term. It costs a bomb, but you're only filing for bankruptcy because you're most probably broke. So isn't that kind of the irony?
Right, yes.
Yeah. Well, there's this non-profit startup called Upsolve that wants to change that. They've designed a TurboTax-like software for bankruptcy. The name of the CEO of this non-profit startup is Rohan Pavuluri. And Rohan here, he is trying to improve the legal system for people who can't afford to hire lawyers. We know how legal costs can cost a bomb, and especially if you're filing for bankruptcy and you can't afford it in the first place, people like this need help. So this is happening in the States right now. And what Rohan did was he started visiting bankruptcy courthouses every day, talking to people who were going through bankruptcy on their own, talking to lawyers, talking to legal aid lawyers, talking to judges. And he's created a web app which can be used either on a computer or a mobile phone that walks users through a simple questionnaire, asks them to upload documents like their pay stubs and tax forms, and then uses that data to automatically fill in the forms required for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. So some of the information that is pulled is also automatically from a credit check. So you don't need to go to and get your credit report and then fill that in as well. Upsolve also gives an online financial lesson and a certificate, a step which is required by U.S. courts if you want to file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And then an attorney, either from Upsolve or working with one of their nonprofit partner organizations, actually reviews all the forms before they are filed. And the process also eliminates the whole attorney-client interviews that can last for 2 or 3 hours, and in the States, your lawyers bill you by the hour, and can be very expensive.
Yeah.
It's such an irony, right? You're filing for bankruptcy, but it's so expensive to file for bankruptcy.
And you know, some of the payment plans that they have, you see, if you go to a lawyer in the States and say you want to file for bankruptcy, they will say, okay, is it Chapter 7 or Chapter 13? And most of them, they push you towards Chapter 13 because Chapter 13 means you don't pay any down payment for your legal fees, but then you have to, they'll put you on this payment plan where you'll end up paying up to $4,000 US. And if you don't pay for that, then you'll have more debt than before you started. Mm.
That's a very similar thing to what they do in the UK for claims. Mm. They call it no win, no fee. So you essentially employ a lawyer who will do your casework for you and do all of that, and they will only, allegedly, only charge you after they have won the case for you, of course.
Yeah.
And you know that as soon as you've won that case, the amount of legal costs is expensive. It's pointless you doing it in the first place for the most part, unless you're getting a huge, huge payout.
Also, some of what I understand is that this tool, this app, also helps with some of the predatory services that happen to people who are filing for bankruptcy. Mm. So apparently it's common for scammers to prey on those who want to file for bankruptcy. They will then try to charge these debtors for different kinds of bills. And many people in the States actually file for bankruptcy because they can't pay their bills. Yeah. Or they've got, like, I think I watched this case on TV where this lady had parked a car outside of her house and was getting a parking ticket every single day, but then she couldn't afford to pay for those parking tickets. And the only way for her to get out of it was to file for bankruptcy, but she couldn't afford to file for bankruptcy. And so she was taken to court. And it's so sad. And this app here helps them with this. And I think to date, the nonprofit has helped forgive about $8 million in debt.
Wow.
I love this idea.
Yeah. It's such a feel-good Friday story for me, just because the mission for this company is to help the people out there who are already suffering and having a hard time, not have a more difficult time in the future.
Just a quick shout out to if you're wondering what to listen to over the weekend, Serial, the podcast, Serial as in the serial killer, not like cereal, because it's lunchtime, everyone's hungry. Serial with the Serial, season 3 is out already, so you can get it off from your favorite podcasting platforms, whether it's on iOS or App Store and stuff. Check out season 3 because it actually follows through the American law and justice system, and they work, you know, they follow closely lawyers who are dealing with, you know, all kinds of issues, bankruptcy, you know, whether it's a bar fight and stuff like that. It's a really interesting insight on the layers that's within the American law system, and it's a fascinating insight, and you know, everyone should just have a listen to that because it's just knowledge. Yeah.
Very quickly to kind of come back to this story though, Woods, has there been pushback from lawyers and whatever who say, you know, this is making things too easy for people who owe money to just, you know, bail themselves out of it?
To
play devil's advocate.
The thing is, I think lawyers also will want to work with people who can actually afford their services, because there are plenty of people out there who use bankruptcy as a legitimate way to get out of paying for things that they don't want to, right? Mm. But these people are actually filing for bankruptcy just because they cannot afford their bills. And this is a good way for them to kind of manage their finances. But the people who can afford, the corporations who or the big guns, the really rich people who can afford lawyers' fees and are filing for bankruptcy for a different reason, that's why they've got different chapters. You've got chapter 7, you've got chapter 13. So I don't think the lawyers are actually looking at trying to capitalize on these people who can't afford bankruptcy. So I actually haven't read anything about any pushback from the lawyers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's good.
Okay, good stuff. Right, let's take a short break. Let's have some music. Let's have a little bit of Ocean Colour Scene with the Riverboat song. Any more messages quickly before we go to a break?
Everyone's still concerned about hygiene.
Hygiene, yes. And the moon.
Don't worry, guys. The rented clothes will be washed, dry cleaned, ironed, and then delivered to you. So it looks new and feels new, too.
There you go. We're going to take a short break with some music. And when we get back, it's all about a little girl who's a bit of a smart cookie. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.